My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and hopefully walk away with great information for your good health. The more we learn, the better we can do. The more alternatives and complements we know about, the more successful our healthy journey. If we try to stay with what we know from the past and don't update it, I think we miss a lot of really great choices and I think a lot of great success that we could have. You know, this industry is always evolving, and you know, us that have been around for a long time, we've had to completely change our mindset 100 times, because once we thought we knew something that was cemented in stone, new evidence, new scientific studies, new delivery systems come out, and it completely changes your focus as well as the deliverable nutrients and how they're brought to the body and what they do in better, more absorbable forms. So, you know, kind of like these days, you learn how to learn and write things in pencil, because chances are there's going to be more information you're going to have to update. And I just think, you know, cost you a fortune in whiteout, you might as well just buy pencils, because you're always going to be updating the information. And that applies to all of us. You know, if you're using a supplement program from a long time ago, it could mean that you're possibly missing some amazing things that are now available that might not have been available back then. You know, and plus you're 5, 10, 15 years older, you know, your needs have probably changed from what they were when you decided to start that program, you know, many, many decades or years, or just, you know, even 6 months ago, there could be something new. So I tried to bring you the best guest in the industry, the topics that are relevant for today's world, as well as keeping us up to date on those things as they are breaking in real time. And I think today in the health and nutrition industry, that's really, really important. I talk about the companies that I think bring great quality products to our industry, as well as thinking of us, myself, and all of you, the consumer, first, and realizing that we're all looking for a better way to get healthy. Obviously, we all want the magic wand theory, but that's not the way it's going to work. There is work involved, but with guidance and with information and with education, I think we'll all be a lot more successful. Remember to go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You know, their mantra is education, and they've been around for a very, very long time. They're in their fourth decade here in Las Vegas, as well as being Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. That's really, really important, because you have that longevity, and you also have people that are very seasoned in the industry, and also very educated and very passionate, and, you know, they're open to great dialogue, because the frustration and the misinformation leads us down many roads that we might not, you know, at other times with the right information ever go down, and how much time we end up wasting when we don't really procure the right information for our healthy journey. But that's what Stay Healthy is all about. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and take the time to leave your email address, print a coupon, start getting newsletters, and of course, for those daily, day-to-day informational tidbits, make sure you give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Remember, if you can't tune into my show live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, for on-demand downloads of the shows when they're convenient for you on your schedule. Well, we're going to talk life seasons today. I love this line. I love it because I call it eclectically formulated in a very odd way that I just love. I wish that I had been a fly on the wall when they were formulating some of these formulas, because, you know, they put things together that you would not, being in the industry as long as we have, you would think to yourself, you know, that's a weird combination. Nobody's doing that. And then you sit down and you study it and you look the way it's blended. You think to yourself, wow, why is nobody else doing this? You know, how come they're leading these wonderful blended combinations in a way that nobody else is thinking about? But I don't care. I think it's wonderful. Their formulas are great. I use a lot of them, and we're going to talk about a couple of them today, of course, with Sarah Burden. Sarah's back with us. Always a pleasure to have her here. She has worked in the natural products industry since the early 2000s, way back in 2002, from the supplement aisles in downtown Chicago to territory sales for the greater Midwest, but education has been in the heart of her work. Sarah said she's been fortunate enough to work for several wonderful companies, culminating with her role as National Educator for Life Seasons. She believes strongly in the incredible healing power of nature, wants to help make it easy for people to connect with the correct products so that they can live happy, healthy lives. And I think I probably would add to that, you know, she feels the same way I do. Choosing the right products, getting results, keep you motivated, and then keep you even healthier, because we're less apt to give up if we're seeing great results because we ask questions and we finally got our directions correct. Help me welcome my guest, Sarah Burden. Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
How's hello. I love the way you talk about life seasons. It puts a smile on my face every time I hear you describe it. I think you nail it, that it's unique and interesting and different and with good purpose. So thank you for recognizing that.
Oh, I do. You know, I remember talking to Duran at the very, very beginning, and I said, your formulas are eclectically oddly put together, but I love them in every aspect of the mean, because they are so unique, yet they hit on the things that we're trying to do with many other combinations, but sometimes I just don't think that we broaden our spectrum wide enough to include things that could be making a difference, because we, you know, sometimes we sometimes focus on only the top 20, 30 things rather than going out to the top 200 and 300, because many of them are being left on the back burner and they need to be included.
Well, and like you're saying, it's sort of like taking the bird's eye view, right, and looking at the underlying factors affecting a health condition in us, you know, the symptom that we're looking at, right? So if you went to see a typical medical doctor and you had high cholesterol, they would give you a pill to shut down your body's manufacture of cholesterol, right? But with Life Seasons formulas, we're looking at, why is this person accumulating cholesterol like this? Are they manufacturing more? Are they absorbing more, right? Are they not having enough bile created? Do they still have a gallbladder? You know, they're looking at all of the factors that are contributing to the symptom instead of just the symptom, which I think is really the brilliance of the formulas.
Well, and you know, the wonderful thing is you can layer them. You know, you can put them together. They work well with other things that you're doing. And and once again, you know, I try to stress this every time we're together, is that the labels are very, very explanatory. And even if you're in a store, I mean, there's a lot of stores around the country where you have great people that, you know, work and are there and dedicate and they spend a lot of time with the customers and stuff. But there's also many, many where you walk in and you just fend for yourself. And but, you know, Stay Healthy is one of those places where you get that one-on-one camaraderie. But even if everybody at the store is busy and you have to walk around for a minute after they greeted you at the door and you go by the Life Seasons and you pick up a bottle, you're going to be like, oh, okay, I see what that's for.
Definitely. Well, and someone pointed out to me recently something I hadn't thought about, but for so many customers, they get products home and they're taking them diligently for a while. And if you're not someone who works in this industry, if you don't eat, sleep, and breathe herbs, you might forget what you were taking a product for. And I have customers tell me that a lot, even family members. Like when I go home for Thanksgiving, my aunts and uncles are going to bring me their pill boxes, you know, with all their different formulas in it and say, now, why am I taking this again? What's this one for? And with Life Seasons, you can remember once you have the product home exactly what you're taking it for. Like you said, it's so explanatory. And that's kind of comforting for a customer, you know, as they're sorting through on the section of your counter or wherever you keep your supplements, you know, helping you remember what you're taking it for.
What's even worse is the amount of people that are using a medication and don't know why they're using it.
Oh, gosh, yes, you're right. And then the medications to get rid of the side effects from those other medications.
Well, you know, today we're going to be focusing on the blood and maybe moving of the blood and circulating of our blood. A lot of people may say, if I ever talk to people about circulation, I will ask them, you know, how is your circulation? And I think a lot of them don't. I think they just think, do I have cold hands and cold feet? Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg, you know. Definitely. But when you start talking to people about spider veins and varicose veins and different kinds of things around the body, they find out that, you know, the circulatory system moves a lot of nutrients as well as blood and oxygen to all the parts of the body. You know, if your circulation is not working properly, parts of the body get starved from nutrients and oxygen, as well as you getting the what they need to do the repair work and the rebuilding. And our circulatory systems are very important, but I don't think that we give it its credit.
I couldn't agree more. That's exactly what I was thinking as we set out to cover this topic today. You know, just recently we talked about blood pressure, and blood pressure factors in this as well. So it's a great segue from what we just spoke about earlier this week. But yes, moving the blood around, I think, is an aspect of human health that I have definitely been guilty of overlooking. I think the average shopper in a health food store, the average, you know, citizen doesn't think that much about. But if you've been trying to live a healthy lifestyle, so I'm just imagining like a person who's been trying to do things the right way, right? Maybe we're choosing, you know, more wholesome foods, whole foods, lots of dark green leafy vegetables. We're choosing organic foods. We're trying to eat more nutrient-dense foods with bright colors, right? So we're spending money and investing time there. Maybe we're making sure we're drinking really pure, clean water. We got a great water purifier where we're getting alkaline water from the health food store. So we're putting in time and effort and money there. We're spending money on supplements, wonderful nourishing supplements for brain, for heart, for skin, all these different areas, right? And if the blood can't get around and bring oxygen, bring iron, bring nutrients, and then also carry away the waste products from cellular metabolism and respiration, carry away, you know, even carbon dioxide, we are not going to be getting the best results, and we are going to not feel as, you know, that vitality that we're looking for. So if we're feeling tired and sluggish, we can ask ourselves, is my blood not circulating as fast as it should be? Is it, you know, not having that vigor and the vitality, carrying that life force around my body? Or is my blood not able to carry energy efficiently? And that would be not enough iron, you know, leading towards anemia. So we can kind of look at those two things as sources of fatigue and sluggishness that we might not even be thinking about. But I think for so many shoppers in the health food store world, who are paying attention to diet and water and taking good supplements, man, you really will see even more results if your circulation is healthy and it can carry the good stuff to the cells, to the brain, to the eye, to the heart, and then the waste products, the naturally occurring waste products, away and out of the body to be expelled.
Now, who would you say today is a candidate for, getting our circulatory systems moving? And of course, the product is called Circularity, which is also awesome, cool. And right underneath that, it says blood circulation support. So we know what it's for. You know, we get it. And, you know, who's a candidate? Because, you know, I was actually talking with someone the other day, and he was 24. And he was shaking his hand as he was talking to me. I said, what's the matter? He goes, my hands go numb all the time. I went to the chiropractor, and the chiropractor said, it's not my neck, it's not my shoulders. My feet go numb a lot. My doctor says it's circulation. He goes, but I exercise, and I do all this stuff all the time. He goes, but I think my diet is so bad, I'm clogging myself and inhibiting blood flow. So,
yeah, which is so scary. And you're right. Absolutely. Even younger people can be benefited by improving circulation, and it can be sort of the pump, it can be the pipes, right? And so Circularity is really focusing on the pipes, on our blood vessels, making sure that they are elastic enough to allow proper blood flow in and out. And in fact, the nutritional biochemist who co-formulated Circularity for Life Seasons, this is based on formulas that he saw as he was working with major European companies that develop herbal compounds into pharmaceutical drugs. And there are ingredients or compounds in different famous, well-revered herbs like butcher's broom. Butcher's broom is an herb, and you know all this because you're a master herbalist, but butcher's broom as an herb has been used for 2,000 years And there are compounds in it, different saponins that get turned into cardiovascular drugs now. And so as our nutritional biochemist was working with some of those companies who were developing herbs into drugs, he started looking at some of the herbs that are being developed that way. And his own son, his 10-year-old son, was having a lot of numbness and cold in his extremities. And it turned out that his son's capillaries were pretty fragile. They weren't flexible the way they should have been, which means that the red blood cells couldn't fit through and circulate, and it was causing other challenges for him. So this formula was created with all of the right ingredients to really optimize everybody's healthy circulation. So young people, and I think we have more and more people who sit all day, and so if my body's not pumping, you know, my heart's not pumping, I'm going to get pooling of the blood. If I'm sitting all day or standing, you know, working a job like retail, where by the end of the day, my legs really feel heavy and achy. So anyone who's not physically active much during the day will feel the benefit from circularity. Also, anyone who has some of those more obvious symptoms that we might associate, spider veins, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, where we know that the blood vessels aren't strong and they're kind of, you know, getting flabby and puffy, and I'm getting those sorts of symptoms as well.
You know, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about how things have changed and how they're perpetually changing and how we have learned how to write in pencil because new information comes out all the time. And right. And I imagine myself, as you're talking here, I was thinking to myself many, many, many years ago, if I was talking with someone that was trying to deal with their circulatory system, you know, we may be lining up on the counter things like cayenne pepper and gotu cola and grapeseed and butcher's broom and horse chestnut and vitamin E and niacin, and we'd have this whole plethora of things out there, which is of course visually overwhelming and time consuming, and the overwhelming part of most people is just, I just can't stick with this. And then we had the dawn of formulas and blends and combinations. So how amazing is it today to have the same conversation with someone about circulation and be able to put one bottle in front of them and say, this now does what we used to have to do in numerous products, but it's been put together to make the ease of formulating as well as the benefit for the body. And also so we, as you know, being human, will stick with it because it's one product for that situation, which I think has been one of the biggest advances in our industry, are the blended combinations.
I agree. And I still do run into some folks in the industry who are, you know, taking 80 capsules a day. There's so many good things that they want to take that they really, you know, have baggies of supplements with them. But I think the average customer likes it to be simplified, and you're right, we'll stick with it. We're much more likely to stick with it if it's simplified and streamlined, and if it's easier, because we have a lot pulling at our attention, so we can make our supplements easy, but they can still be so effective. So that's cool to hear.
Now, how do you recommend taking this? Because it does have a little heat in it with the cayenne, so I'm wondering, better with food?
We do recommend it with food, just because if someone's not used to having any, you know, spice in their diet, that warming sensation that they could get on an empty stomach from the cayenne pepper that's in the formula could feel unpleasant to someone who's not used to eating food with much seasoning. But I haven't had people tell me that they feel it much. But so we do recommend it with food just to prevent any issue like that. And it's a 3-capsule-a-day formula. So you could certainly spread that out or take it all together with a big meal, and you'd be just fine.
Now, once again, you know, if you are someone who has had the problem for a long time, should we follow the directions on the label as a really good place to start, give yourself some time, and then decide whether or not you need to make any modifications to the serving size? Because I think that what you've done with these serving sizes is you pretty well hit head on, but you've left room for people if they need to make adjustments.
Definitely. There's always room to make adjustment, and there isn't really anything in this formula that I would question if someone took an additional capsule, a 4th capsule, if because of their body size or their own need, they might need a little bit more or less, you know. But this is one. So many of the Life Seasons formulas, because of the high potency of those therapeutic ingredients, we have so many formulas at Life Seasons that people feel in 20 to 30 minutes, really very quick onset of a change in feeling. Circularity is one that typically people, we want them to take it for a month or two before they evaluate, you know, how much better they've gotten, because it's a much longer term equation to deal with the health of the blood vessels, the elasticity of the blood vessels, and your overall circulation. Now, some people have gotten some results fairly quickly, and for things like menstrual disorders or edema, you know, that kind of pooling of blood or fluids in the legs where you have the achy, swollen legs, people get results sometimes more quickly, but I definitely would like people to give this a month or two. Now, I do have a cool story from a coworker. This is a formula that we haven't had for too many years. I think it debuted maybe 12 or 18 months ago, but one of my colleagues had an appointment to have laser surgery done on varicose veins in her legs, right? And we see these vein clinics everywhere. This is a common problem now. And she had surgery scheduled for 9 different veins on her legs, and then Life Seasons came out with Circularity. So, of course, she's an employee. She started taking it. By the time her surgery came up and she went in, the doctor said 7 of the 9 varicose veins were now too small for him to perform any kind of surgery on. They had they had resolved enough. I know. So I thought that was pretty powerful testimony.
You know, and you know, the last time we spoke about blood sugar and blood pressure, like you noted. You know, I'm thinking to myself, a lot of times when our heart is having to push a lot harder and pump a lot harder to get the blood through the system is a big sign of why blood pressure goes up. Of course, added, you know, huge amounts of weight and high sodium and inactivity and stress and all those other factors are there. But I'm wondering how many people team up the Circularity with the blood pressure formula?
Well, the biochemist recommended it specifically.
There we go.
when he told us about it, yes, that it's a wonderful thing to pair with the blood pressure product, BP Stability, because you're really giving your body just absolutely everything to benefit the health of the veins, the health of the heart, and getting it to a happy level of pressure that's not too low, not too high, Three Bears style, just right.
Well, it does make good sense to me, because if you think about it and you think about, you know, even our automobiles, if the oil is circulating through the engine, it's clean oil and it's circulating more effectively, the engine stays, you know, moving and functioning and everything is sliding and moving the way it should be done. But if the oil gets old or you're not having proper flow in there, things lock up and freeze up and they don't work as well. I think our bodies are exactly the same. And if we're not distributing nutrients and we're not moving our blood up to our brain and to our fingers and to our toes, and we don't have the power in the blood for it to go down and then reverse back up again, and our heart is having to double pump to really do the job, there's most of our problems with our health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that fatigue and brain fog are two major health categories that people want solutions for right now. And just like you said, the blood not moving up to the brain, not bringing oxygen up to everywhere that it needs to go, especially the brain, and not carrying waste away. I mean, people get so interested in alkalizing, like eating for an alkaline diet, drinking alkaline water. The best thing you can do to alkalize is breathe more and carry away that carbon dioxide, because that's so acidifying to have too much carbon dioxide in our blood. And so that circulation component is just going to make a world of difference for people.
Now, we talked about taking it during the day. Is it best to be taken at a certain time during the day? I mean, because I would think if you're increasing blood circulation, you may be increasing energy. But I mean, I think I'd want to spread it throughout the day, because, you know, I think a lot of people have problems with things like restless legs and leg cramps. And it may be a magnesium or potassium deficiency. It could be inactivity, but it could also be circulation. How do you feel about taking it later in the day?
So there's nothing in here that should be too stimulating. Just like you said, the very act of moving more blood around can be more energizing. But we do get a lot of great feedback from customers who have had help for restless legs, heavy legs at night. And so, yeah, I think you could spread it out throughout the day and reap the benefit at night. Or if you find that you really have a tough time at night, you might want to try taking it closer to bedtime.
Okay. And what's the age cutoff on this? If you're going to go younger, obviously, I think you should work with your medical practitioner.
I agree. Yeah, I think if you had a kid or you know, a teenager with restless leg syndrome, talk to their pediatrician about it. There isn't really anything in the formula that's too worrisome when it comes to younger folks. Most of these are kind of more food-like herbs, more nutritive overall. But, yeah, you could definitely talk with a pediatrician if you're talking about someone under 18 or under adult size. But, yeah, I think that you would probably get the go-ahead from a knowledgeable integrative practitioner.
Okay. All right. Perfect. One more quick question on this. How do they feel if you are already on a product that is increasing blood flow? And the reason I ask is because Hytrin and Plavix and Coumadin are used very widely out here. Mm-hmm, if you're already on a blood thinner, I know many doctors will, I've talked to physicians that have recommended supplemental cayenne pepper and things to make, you know, so they're not having to give as much Coumadin and Hytrin. And I'm wondering, where do you work within that realm? Obviously with your doctor, but do you know people that use both, or do they have to be one or the other?
I do know people who use both, but I recommend that definitely talking to either a pharmacist or a nurse practitioner or someone who will just take a little extra time with you, because there are some doctors who will say, oh, my gosh, if you're on a blood thinner, you can't take ginkgo. And then there are other doctors who say, well, that's really kind of outdated thinking, right? So if you were working with a healthcare provider who's been keeping up, like you said, you know, using pencil instead of pen and being willing to continue learning and that continuous education about the updated science around nutrition and nutraceuticals, you know, they'll know how they can incorporate your pharmaceutical you might be taking with natural ingredients that might benefit, you know. But yeah, I think it's a good idea to work with a healthcare provider, pharmacist, nurse practitioner, someone who will take a look at what you're taking in terms of pharmaceuticals and be sure that you're safe to move forward with something natural as well.
Yeah, I think you're right there too. You know, so let's segue. Let's go into the other one because there is going to be some overlap here. And, you know, the blood nourisher, would you consider this to be something to build blood where the other one is circulating blood? Would this be more for someone who has a lower ferritin, somebody that has been diagnosed on the low end of the scale with their iron or their hemoglobin? History
exactly.
Of this.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we talked about how there's sort of, it could be one of two things if I'm so tired and sluggish. Well, it could be a lot of things. But if
sure.
It's coming to my blood, is the blood not circulating? Well, circularity is going to help move it around more efficiently. Or is the blood itself getting around my body, but it doesn't have the oxygen and the nutrient delivering capability? It's not rich blood, right? I think they used to say bad blood, tired blood, right? I think that was maybe a Dr. Christopher thing, tired blood. So, yes, blood nourisher is intended to build your blood using iron and B12, which are critical for your body to be able to carry, you know, oxygen and nutrients around, as well as a lot of nutritive herbs and foods, alfalfa, beet, nettle, red raspberry, all of these things that help build healthier, more robust blood. And so this would definitely be good for someone who's been told that they are either borderline anemic or, you know, that they could use more iron. They've been prescribed something like ferrous sulfate by their doctor. But what I love about the blood nourisher formula is that it doesn't cause the main issues that people find with iron. Iron that gets prescribed, like ferrous sulfate, and even some of the forms of iron that are available in the health food world, often cause constipation. It's so well known in the medical community that iron is the single biggest nutrient deficiency worldwide still, and the compliance for taking iron is the worst of maybe any nutrient, and it's because it really binds people up, often depending on the form you take. What I love about blood nourisher is that it is a non-constipating form of iron, so right away people feel so much better, and then they are much more likely to continue taking it. Not only is it simple, like you said earlier, but it's not causing this really uncomfortable and, you know, problematic side effect. So it's non-constipating. The form of iron in blood nourisher is easily absorbed. And what's cool about it is there are a couple of mainstay products in the health food world that are really beautiful for delivering healthier blood, but they have a taste they're either liquid or a tablet, and you can really, you know, I remember customers joking around with me, like, it tastes like grape juice that I had in an old rusty can, you know, like, there's just so much of a distinctive iron taste to it that even affected people's compliance with it. So here we have a completely tasteless veggie cap, gluten-free, no magnesium stearate, and inside is this wonderful form of iron that is an enhanced absorption form and no constipation and no unappealing taste.
You know, if you are someone who, let's say you're a woman and your menstrual cycle is quite harsh, and you lose a lot of blood during that time of the month, obviously, you know, your iron level's going to go down, losing that much blood. Could you use this product periodically, like during the time when you think you need it, and not use it all the time?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. I have a number of girlfriends who use this formula that way, just either right before their cycle, you know, during, right after. And in fact, one of my friends, she's not a vegetarian. She, her husband hunts, so she eats a lot of deer. And so she's getting a lot of red meat. And she said, I didn't think there's any way I could be anemic. But after taking this formula, I know I must have been because my energy levels just doubled, you know, from taking this. So absolutely could be used just as needed when you're feeling sluggish or if you have been told by your doctor or practitioner, man, your blood work just, you know, you're very low on your ferritin levels, and we need to get that up. This is something you could do and build over time.
Now, another question comes in. When people take iron, it darkens their stool, and they all get a little worried about it until they understand what's going on. It's kind of like first time you take a B-complex and your urine turns effervescent yellow, you know, so the off spill is there. Does this darken the stool as well?
You know, I haven't had too many people respond about that. I think it's possible that it may a little bit, but you know, I'd have to check. I'll check with our home office and see if we get many calls about that. I haven't had people come up to me in the stores and mention that, so maybe slightly.
Okay,
it's a good question. I should find out.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, so people are aware of it.
Definitely, yeah, it has potential, like you said, and with the beets and everything, it could have the potential to do that.
Now. Oh, someone just chimed in. She says, I have been on iron for a long time, and I deal with it ripping up my stomach. Even though unsuccessfully, it never builds up my levels as much as it should. And my doctor tells me that every time I get my blood work done, he wants me to eat now more beets and more greens. So I've added those in. I don't think he cares what kind of iron I use or what I use, but I just need to build up my blood. Would this be gentler on my stomach than what I buy at the drugstore? Oh, great question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. This is such a classic customer, right? I know one of my best friends, you know, works in the vitamin world too, and she was at a cocktail party talking to a doctor who was so dismissive of what we do, and she finally got him to admit that he cannot get his patients to take iron for exactly just that. Everyone is that customer who just wrote in. Everyone who gets prescribed iron is that woman, you know? Yeah, he admitted that, you know, it would be so much better if people would have the option of something that didn't constipate and tear up their stomach, and they would be so much more compliant, and then you would get better outcomes, and they would have a more profound change in their health. So I thought that was such a smart tack that she took. She was really quick on her feet getting him to admit that that was a place that there was a lot of need, because the existing options, just the reality is no one sticks with it because it doesn't feel good.
You know, I have a friend, and she's been vegetarian, vegan, back and forth for a long time, and she lives on green vegetables and all that stuff and beets, and I mean, her diet is amazing, and she prepares beautiful food, but her iron is level is low. And I actually recommended that she pick this up and start using it, because I think it's the missing piece of the puzzle, you know, because she won't use the other irons because they rip her gut up. She's used some of the plant-based irons, and she's done okay with them. But I think this is going to be a really good fit for her, and I think she's going to be real pleased. So I told her about this, and I know she picked it up. So
wonderful. Well, and that B12 is hard to get as a vegan. It's, you know, it's pretty hard to get a reliable source of it that's not a supplement form. And so the B12 is included in Blood Nourisher as well. So really giving your body everything it needs to have that healthy, vital blood. And it's a vegetarian formula, too. So it's suitable for vegetarians and vegans.
No, she said, I'll even make some, changes in my supplementation and deviate from where I'm from if I can pick this up a little bit. She said, because, is all the good, the good things she said that I do, I'm exhausted. And my doctor said it's the iron. And then when I have my menstrual cycle, it's like double whammy.
Oh, man. Yes. Yes. No, I feel for her. I think this will make a big difference. I'm glad you suggested it to her. Well, and if you have listeners who are thinking, well, I know my doctor has said that they want me to be taking 325 milligrams of ferrous sulfate. And, how does that correlate with the supplement?
Good question.
We did the math at Life Seasons. And so three capsules of Blood Nourisher versus the labeled recommended dose of two, three would be the same amount of elemental iron as in 325 milligrams of ferrous sulfate, because that yields 65 milligrams of elemental iron. That would be the equivalent in this formula, although most people get where they need to with just the recommended two caps, because this bisglycinate form of iron is so much better absorbed. So most people get where they need to just with the label recommendation.
Well, and just because it says that it is in the bottle doesn't mean that your body can break it down. Obviously, if you're anemic and you've been having trouble absorbing your iron from your food and from your supplements for years, just because you're picking this thing up and it says it on the label, it doesn't tell your body to automatically do it better. And I think that's why we have to really choose wisely to incorporate in things that work with our gut, the capabilities of our gut.
Definitely. Yes, definitely.
Now, a lot of people are wondering, and they wonder all the time, if I use this for a long period of time and it makes the difference, if I go off of it, might I slide back to where I was? I always say yes, you could.
You definitely could. Well, and so, if we're looking at why is this person anemic, right? Is it because they're following a kind of diet that doesn't provide some of the nutrients that their body is seeking out? And if they still follow that diet, right, you'll slide back to the levels you were at before, probably. If you are destroying red blood cells because you do very vigorous, high-impact exercise, if you're continuing to do that sort of, like, marathon running training, you're still going to be, breaking down some of your red blood cells. Or if you have a heavy menstrual flow and that continues, you'll still be losing blood at the same rate, right? So, yes, if all those conditions stay the same, I think you'll go back to where you were. But this isn't one that if you miss a dose, you are going to, feel like junk. It's helping build your blood over time, so you're going to be having good benefits that are longer lasting than that.
Yeah, I think I agree with that as well. Someone just chimed in and she says, I do have circulation problems throughout the year at different times, like in the winter. My hands and feet are colder than everybody else in the room. and I'm wondering, could the circulation formula be something I could use? And can I use it all year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was why I started taking that formula, too, because I have notoriously cold hands and feet. And some of that, I think, is body type. And, in Ayurvedic medicine, the traditional medicine in India, they would say that's a vata quality. And so some people, I think, just have that natural tendency. But that was my motivation in taking it. I get kind of woozy when I stand up sometimes, and I have cold hands and feet. So I wanted to start taking the circularity, and I was amazed at the different things that I saw change, including some menstrual cycle stuff that changed, which from a traditional Chinese medicine standpoint made sense, because some of the symptoms I was having in Chinese medicine would be classified as like poor blood movement, blood stagnation. And so I thought, oh, isn't that fascinating? Here I'm kind of, seeing the benefit of all these different modalities, healing modalities, and they're really bearing true, even cross-referencing each other. So, really, really good if you are chronically cold or have the, limbs falling asleep, like the young man you ran into.
This is really crazy. This question just came in. She says, I get blood a lot. I have been giving blood for a long time, and sometimes I go in and they tell me my iron level is low, and then I run home and I, over the next couple of weeks, I eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of beets and things like that to keep my blood level up. I'm wondering, as I'm listening to you, could this be something that I could use, because I give blood because I think it's something important to do. I've been doing it for over 30 years, and I try to do it as often as I can to help to build the blood banks. That's nice.
So cool. What a beautiful gift. The gift of life, really. Well, and you know what's so funny is I hadn't been taking any of my supplements. To answer your question, yes, this is a great thing to do and to take, to build and nourish that blood so that you can generously donate some. Mm-hmm. I hadn't been taking any of my supplements because I was getting some work done at my holistic practitioner. So we wanted to establish a baseline. So I had gone 2 months with nothing, taking no supplements. And then I traveled to Maine for my job, and the hotel was having a blood drive from the Red Cross in the lobby. And I said, oh, perfect. How convenient is this? And so I donated my bags of blood. And then the next day I was going to do trainings, and I really felt so fatigued. And I talked to my mother-in-law, who used to run blood drives, and she said, you gave away an eighth of your vital essence. You gave away one-eighth of your total blood volume, and you thought you'd be okay to do presentations the next day, and because I hadn't had any of my blood nourisher for a while. So I would highly recommend, and I will, before my next donation, take my supplement so that I don't feel quite as exhausted the next day.
Well, you know, the great thing is, the sad thing is you had to experience that. But the good thing is, you know, you were able to see poetry in motion, if you will.
Yes. I lived it.
Yeah. I bet it was hard to concentrate the next day.
I made it through all the presentations, but right at 4 o'clock, I just turned into like a blob of jello and melted into my seat.
So I get it.
I made it through, but the crash afterwards was really pronounced.
Yeah, no. I believe me, been there, done that. I get it. Here's another question just came in. It says, I really like both of the sounds of these products. I use 3 or 4 other products in the Life Seasons line already. Marge has turned me onto them, and I love them all. Can I Wonderful. Take the blood and the circulation together a couple times a day so I don't forget?
Absolutely. They not only play well with others, they play well together. This is a great combination.
Perfect. Let me see. My daughter is 16 years old and has a pretty rough menstrual flow. The doctor said pick her up an iron somewhere. She does eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of beets and a lot of really healthy foods that she didn't before, but she has for a couple of months. But she's still a little bit on the low side. And then every time her period hits, she gets nervous because it's hard to concentrate. Just like you said, no energy. 16 years old, very mature body type. Okay.
I would guess that it's probably okay, and if the doctor said to pick up some iron, you know, you might want to just check with that pediatrician,
yeah.
But I think they're going to say okay, because, I mean, alfalfa, beets, burdock, nettle, red raspberry, all foods and teas that she could be taking and drinking. Mm-hmm. It's got B vitamins, which are fine for high schoolers. The form of iron in the formula is a beautiful form, and then it's got folate, which she would be getting from those dark green leafy veggies. So I think it's going to be just fine, but always a good idea to double check.
You know, what's crazy is the kids today, they don't look like kids when I was a kid.
No.
They look like adults. I mean, we were kids. We look like kids. And today I see these kids, and I was talking to somebody I haven't seen in a long time, and I knew he had kids, and we lost contact. And he had these two young ladies that were with him, and I just thought they were colleagues that he was working with. They were his 16-year-old and 15-year-old daughters.
Wow.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm thinking 22, 23,
yes.
25. And he goes, these are my daughters. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, this is, I think her name is Kayla and Kaya, and they were 16 and 15. And I was like, whoa. And he goes, and they walked around to look around the store, and he sat down with me up at the table at Stay Healthy, and he was like, and he goes, I know. He said, we didn't look like this when we were kids. And I'm like, no, we did not.
No, I definitely did not. No, some of my friends have kids around the same age, and they look so much more mature. They know what they're doing with makeup. I mean, oh, I destroyed my eyebrows trying to look like Drew Barrymore. It was a whole mess. Yes, they look so much more mature now.
Do you think it's hormones? Hormones in the food? Do you think that's what it is?
So I don't remember if I've talked with you about this before, but I used to work at a vintage wedding dress shop when I was 20, and the owner ate all health food. This was before I got into the health food industry, and she was convinced that the hormones in meat and milk were at fault, because not only did none of the vintage wedding dresses go up to what are considered normal sizes now, but even the gloves and the shoes were so much smaller. Everyone's whole body frame was much smaller. Waist sizes were much smaller, but even hands and feet, where it's not like you're storing fat, it's just your development. And she was convinced hormones in meat and milk were at fault. And that was one of the things that sort of planted a seed in me to start shopping in health food stores and paying attention to what I was eating.
Wow, that's quite interesting. No, we've never talked about that. that's really quite interesting. And, you know,
I felt like I had that evidence right in front of me, all these tiny shoes, tiny gloves, right, tiny belts.
You know, I think another thing about this line is that when you come out with a new product, you try to make it relevant. You know, you don't just come out with a product just to come out with a product. It seems like everyone that you've added, you know, is relevant to what's going on, you know, in today's world. And you know, many times I used to do shows and I would talk about the history of things, which I think is important, because it's always nice to know where you came from, just like our own personal journeys. You know, people are checking their ancestry and all that. It's nice to know where you came from. But it's also nice to know what's available today, because I think in our fast-paced world today, what the average person going into a health food store is really, really concerned about, they're not really overly concerned about the technical and all that kind of stuff. I mean, just to, not to, you know, make a broad statement, but I think that most people that I know want to know what it is, what does it do, when do I take it, can I take it, and how much does it cost?
Yeah, and will it work?
Yeah, and what is the success rate? And am I going to notice something? Am I going to feel different? And, you know, and I think that that's really, really important today. But, you know, knowing that, you know, people have to make sure that they understand it themselves so they can explain it to their consumers.
I agree, yes. And we really have, Life Seasons has done everything possible to make the labels as helpful and explanatory as possible, so that staff members in the store have that to reference. You as a consumer walking in, feel confident and know what you're getting. And then as it sits in your little vitamin hutch, you know, and you take it month after month, you are always reminded what's in it, why you're taking it, what it's good for. And I feel like even psychologically that helps me. I always read my shampoo bottle when I'm shampooing my hair in the shower. And I feel like when I read like the luscious suds that really make your locks shiny, I feel like it works better just reading that. So you get that added benefit too.
You're not supposed to do that. That's what we used to read when we didn't have smartphones in the bathroom. We used to read the labels on all the bottles in there. Do you remember those days?
Dr. Bronner's provided plenty of reading material.
Oh, that ain't that the truth. You know, that the truth. My goodness. So what do you see upcoming for Life Seasons coming up?
We have some very cool things on the horizon, and I don't want to give any spoilers until I know that they're ready to ship, but there are a couple of very cutting-edge, very cool things on the horizon from Life Seasons. So just like you said, it's a company that knows its history, loves to look at what's been used historically and traditionally and been proven to work, but also forward-thinking. What are the conditions that people are dealing with? What are the concerns people have looking forward? And meeting those needs with brilliantly formulated and researched products. So some very cool stuff.
You know, I think the companies that are breaking edge today and groundbreaking with their formulas are the ones that take the ego out of the picture. And what I mean by that is they listen to what's going on in the industry. They have good reps and good people in the field that listen, and they take back things like questions and wants and needs and things. And then the company takes all that information and says, all right, is this something that we can make a niche for in the industry? Is it something that's needed? Is it something that is presently not there and not being done very well? Can we do it well? Will it be on the same standards of everything else we're doing? And is it something that people today are trying to find, and is the necessity there? And the companies that take all that into consideration and then come out with a product, they've done their homework.
Definitely. And I think that that's one thing that I always come back to that makes Life Seasons so unique and special, is that everyone in our executive team started out working in the aisles in retail health stores. Everyone came from helping customers, and got that feedback, heard what people were looking for, what they wanted, what their needs were. They heard things like, I don't want magnesium stearate, I don't want titanium dioxide, right? They heard this feedback and formulated to match what people wanted. So I think that's a huge advantage of this company.
Yeah, I think you're right as well. I want to thank you for being here today. I hope you have a wonderful upcoming holiday. And
it's my pleasure. Thank you. You too.
We'll chat again, of course, before the end of the year, and then we'll start all over again and hit them all next year coming up. 2020. How crazy is that?
2020 already. I know it. I know. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon.
Say hello to everyone at Life Seasons for me and wish them a happy.
I will. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
My guest today, Sarah Burden, representing Life Seasons. Isn't she great? She has such good information, and she brings it in such a pleasant, enjoyable, educational, and knowledgeable style. And that's what it's all about today, is being educated, learning as you're going along the way, and, you know, getting your questions answered, having dialogue. And that's the foundation that Stay Healthy was built on. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, in their fourth decade here in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer with good reason. They bring the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service, the greatest selection of only the highest quality products, and every single part of the store. Great prices every day. It's a fully packed store with the best of the best every day. It's an experience to go in and walk out feeling educated and like you have knowledge and like you have had a great dialogue and your questions are answered and you're clear and all the misinformation has gone away, because that's what they bring to the picture. And when it comes to your health and well-being, it doesn't matter anything else in your life right now, because everything else in your life will go away when your health starts to fade. And all the things that we think are overly, incredibly important every day, they mean nothing when you're trying to regain your health, or you're laying in a hospital bed, or you're at home and you're not able to work because of a health problem or a disease or something that's going on, or you're trying to recoup or rebuild or regain or hold on to your health. None of that other stuff means anything. So what it should tell us is that we should be doing everything we can to do and make changes every single day. You don't have to change everything in one day, you know, but maybe eat a little better, sleep a little better, take a little bit more quality nutritional supplementation on a daily basis, and ask the questions to make sure that you're using the right quality supplementations, and deal with a more positive attitude and kick some of the negativity to the curb. You know, Stay Healthy Health Food Store is such an amazing venue. And if you have not experienced the great knowledge and great selection of the people there, you know what? Your body is missing something. And they can help you do it right and give you back that good peace of mind, or maybe peace of mind for the very first time. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, layered with great information. Make sure to print a coupon to take in for your next visit to the store, as well as entering your email address so you start getting newsletters and information that is helpful, useful, and beneficial for broadening your informational guidelines for your health, learning the alternatives, learning the complements, getting the updates, learning what's new. It's a great newsletter, and it doesn't cost anything. You just enter your email address on their webpage. And of course, for daily tidbits of information, go to their Facebook site and just click like, and then you'll be connected to the store. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Remember, if you cannot tune in live to my show Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning, you can get it right on my webpage and download the podcast, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producer. All of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. And it allows you to go back and listen to the show. Maybe you want to hear something again. Maybe you can only listen to half of it and you had a meeting, or you had to go to work, or something came up. Or you've been with a friend and you're like, you know what we're talking about yesterday? You need to go listen to this. Jeff had a guest on, and it was exactly what we were talking about. Have them go and listen to the podcast. I love technology, and I'm so glad that we have this available. So I'm always so thankful to Life Seasons and my producer. Have a great day, everyone. Be good. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.